The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Looking for strategies to help you protect your portfolio in these uncertain times? Visit robblack.com. robblack.com, powered by EP Wealth.
Welcome in, Rob Black and Your Money. I'm Rob Black. April 22nd. Year's kind of flying by, is it not? Yes, it is. Let's talk about what we're seeing out there today. It's earnings season. We had six down days in a row on the S&P 500. Time to panic? I don't think so. The S&P 500 trying to snap that six-day decline. Middle East tensions a lot easier or cooling as the last 7 or 8 days have played on. Iran attacked Israel, largely. And then Israel responded, but in a very we got weapons too kind of way, but not over the top. The S&P 500 and the Nasdaq are riding that 6-day losing streak. Last week they fell 3.1% on the S&P 500 and 5.5% on the Nasdaq. Very common, very normal for stocks to pull back 10% from their all-time highs. This is a very moderate pullback at this point in time. Crude oil prices are down 1% again on that whole things did not escalate in Israel, Iran, the Middle East. Big earnings this week out of Tesla. That's a big one tomorrow after the market closes. Meta Platforms, American Airlines, Microsoft, Apple, and Alphabet all set to report in the week ahead. Strong rumors that Alphabet may raise or may start to pay a dividend. And that could be a catalyst for the stock as it shows maturity. And it shows a way of people who invest in the company for the long term to get a little bit of a payback along the way. Home prices. Freddie Mac now says home prices will only go up 0.5% in 2024 and 2025. That is considerably different than where they were at the start of the year. Freddie Mac expected the housing market to go up 2.8% year over year. But as the Fed has basically said, inflation's nagging and lingering. They're not going to cut interest rates more than likely. And without those cuts, there's going to be less demand. CEO pay rose to another record last year. Shareholders did even better. CEO pay was up 11.4% in the year over year, whereas returns for shareholders of those companies up 13.8%. Now get this, Broadcom CEO gets paid a whopping $161 million in compensation. Ooh, he's the highest paid. Or highest compensated. Over the weekend, Tesla cut prices on three models after a tumultuous week that had them end the week on Friday with a recall of the Robotruck, the Cybertruck. I guess I could call it a Robotruck. Correct one, Cybertruck. But every vehicle they've ever made, they have to bring back because when the vehicles were made, try to make the laser cutting part easier on one area. They used soap on the metal. And it turns out that soapiness, that residue could ultimately cause the accelerator pedal to get stuck. That doesn't sound good. Although I have heard if it does get stuck, just keep applying pressure to the brake and that will slow your vehicle down. Taylor Swift sold 1.4 million copies of the Tortured Poets Department on the first day of release. That marked Swift's biggest sales week ever for an album in the U.S., plus 31 songs generated 243 million official on-demand audio streams in the United States. TikTok, things are about to get real if you're a TikToker. After years of raising concerns about mega popular Chinese-owned app in the United States, the government took its biggest step to banish TikTok from the American phones, tied it to a bill that's already been passed in the Senate. The House of Representatives passed it, not the Senate. And that was passed on Saturday, requiring a forced sale of ban of TikTok in the United States within 1 year. The bill is expected to get through the Senate as soon as this week and will most certainly be signed by President Joe Biden, probably early next week. Since TikTok is owned by ByteDance, officials fear that data of its TikTok's 170 million U.S. users could wind up in the hand of the Chinese government. Plus, there's concern that Beijing could put their thumb on TikTok's algorithm to promote interests and influence against the American public. Like if you've ever seen a TikTok video where it says going to college is kind of overrated. Those videos, if they get promoted higher, suddenly the U.S.'s workforce gets further and further behind China's. And that's not good. So I get this one. I get it. Will it happen? China doesn't want it to happen. And China said that they will not sell the ByteDance because it's China's most successful global app. We'll see. I don't think they're going to leave money on the table if the United States does put in a ban 1 year from today. Other big stories out there, people on weight loss drugs are spending less on restaurants. More on that later in the show. I do want to get a little bit more color on that because there are some investments on food that we eat. But a big earnings week out of Tesla, Alphabet, Microsoft, and Meta, and 40% of the other S&P 500 companies as well. This is one of those weeks where I don't sleep a lot. There will be reports for new home sales, first quarter GDP, personal income and spending, as well as the much sought after PCE price indexes, which is what the Federal Reserve in theory is their favorite metric on inflation. Last week, mega cap stocks were hit hard, down 5.8%. But NVIDIA was down 13.6%. Maybe a little more on that later. Verizon posted better than expected results for the March quarter, which has provided a boost for the futures markets this morning. And that turned into a nice opening on the stock market. Tesla's being excluded from the rebound party, though. It's down 4.4% on reports it's cut prices in several countries, another $2,000. Including China, where Chinese EV makers have also cut prices. Yeah, I don't know how would you feel if you bought a Tesla last year and now it's like $8,000 cheaper? I will say this. Having ultimately been given one when I sold my company, it's not quite the right way of saying it, but using a pretty big tax write-off on a 6,000-pound vehicle, I probably wouldn't buy a Tesla again, of which I've bought plenty of Toyotas in my life, and I would probably buy my next car would probably be a Toyota. You know, this was cute. My son said to me this weekend, he goes, "Dad, I want your Toyota truck when you die." I'm like, that's my boy. He knows I like vehicles that last a long time. I think that's us. He's getting why I go that direction. Big event coming up in about 3 weeks. Maybe a Thursday event. I'm still planning to do events for the rest of this year and a couple next year, but I'm winding down on that part of my life. But this is going to be a big wealth preservation retirement planning featuring me and CFP Chad Burton. I'll go over some of the stocks that I own and why. Obviously discuss the recent earnings season, but it's good. Palo Alto Elks Lodge in Palo Alto, Thursday, May 9th from 6:30 to 8:30. It is a wealth preservation retirement planning event. And CFP Chad Burton will be talking about tax planning and retirement costs and portfolio transitions and investment accounts, Social Security, IRAs and 401ks, estate protections, and much, much more. You can sign up for the event at robblackshow.com. That's robblackshow.com.
Maybe you feel like you're in good shape for retirement, but have you really taken everything into account? Find out how you're really doing at a wealth preservation and retirement planning event May 9th in Palo Alto, hosted by Rob Black and CFP Chad Burton of EP Wealth Advisors. Rob will provide timely commentary, and Chad will share specific strategies for taxes, income, long-term care, safe money, retirement products, alternative investments, estate protection goals, and more. If you have at least $500,000 in investable assets and want to retire better, pass on your estate, and minimize taxes, this event is for you. Find out if you're on the right track at this free wealth preservation and retirement planning event. That's Thursday evening, May 9th, 6:30 to 8:30 at the Elks Lodge in Palo Alto. Space is limited, so sign up today at robblackshow.com. That's robblackshow.com.
Welcome to peak boomer era. What's that mean? A wave of retirees is about to blow through their savings and cling to Social Security just to try to stay afloat. Over 30 million peak boomers are entering retirement financially unprepared. 30 million. Play with that number a little bit in your head. Your mom and dad, probably. If you're listening to the show, I'm kind of assuming you're in your 30s or 40s or 50s. These are the people in retirement. Economy could take a hit as they leave the workforce, with industries like manufacturing and education needing to replace those boomer workers. And in California, tough to live on a teacher's salary unless you quote unquote marry well. So what's our workforce going to look like as more and more boomers retire? New retirees will likely be disproportionately leaning on Social Security to stay afloat. Newer retirees, not the older ones. Youngest baby boomers are about to enter that retirement phase. 52.5% of peak boomers have $250,000 or less in assets, meaning that they'll likely deplete their savings and rely primarily on Social Security. $250,000 in retirement assets is not enough. I've always said 1 million because A, it's a nice round number. And B, you could probably find a state where you can live off of $40,000 a year, which is what the income you could expect your 1 million in assets to generate. Now, with that said, we went through many years of no inflation or low inflation. I would say the average person needs more like 1.5 to 2 million now. Based on what the average salary is out there, based on what people, you know, rents are, food. But 52% of boomers, peak boomers, have $250,000 or less. Now, you can add another number on that, another 14.6 have $500,000 or less, meaning nearly two-thirds are going to strain to meet their needs in retirement. You do not want to not have income in retirement for food and medicine, right? America's never seen so many people reaching retirement age over such a short period of time. And well over half of them will find it challenging to meet their needs in retirement. They lack the protected income that older boomers have from solid pensions and higher savings. Peak boomers could also have the impact of the overall U.S. economy playing on them. Employers are going to have to replace 14.8 million jobs in manufacturing, healthcare, and education. That could hurt our domestic GDP productivity. It'll definitely have an impact on consumer spending. Peak boomers will spend $204 billion less in 2032 than they did in 2022. Transportation sectors can take the biggest hit. That's one of the things I'm actually looking forward to getting older is driving less. I do not like traffic. So I got to find a community that has a lot of bicycling and walking areas. Otherwise, I'm going to be driving a lot. Peak boomers entered the workforce just as retirement plans shifted away from pensions, which are more stable income. And people had to move more into 401k plans, which relied on you and me to fund our 401k, which you should do. Max it out as much as you can, at least 10% of your income if you want to retire. Or if you want to work for the rest of your life, do less. Again, when it comes to pensions, it's just it's a thing of the past. A little over half the Americans over 65 live on incomes of $30,000 or less. That's harsh. I know. Retirement-aged Americans, many of whom fall into that peak boomer category, said that they might just have to continue working until they die or become infirm to stay afloat. Only the very wealthy are going to have any dignity in, as they age. It's pretty scary numbers in my mind. Of note, I work with a financial planning firm, and one of the things I want to continue to press upon you is I use a CFP because research suggests that people who work with a financial advisor end up with 15% more to spend in retirement. And if you start playing with some of those numbers from the Boomer article, a hypothetical $500,000 investment would grow to over $3.4 million under the care of an advisor over 25 years, which is kind of your retirement time. Whereas the expected value from self-management would be $1.69 million lower or 50% less. In other words, working with a financial planner could get you 8% returns instead of 5% returns when you self-manage and you start drawing money out. Alphabet is bringing in so much cash that hopes are rising. It'll take a page out of Meta Platform's playbook and start paying a dividend. Do you remember what happened when Mark Zuckerberg said they're going to be paying a dividend? Stock soared. The search giant Alphabet has been plowing excess cash into share buybacks for years, and many investors expect another $70 billion to be earmarked when Alphabet reports on April 25th. But analysts are starting to say if they want to move the stock a little bit further in the needle, they should consider a dividend, because that moved Meta's stock 20% in shares that day. A dividend would be well received. Some other stories that we're looking at, a strong dollar is providing a stark wake-up call for markets. Investors have come into the year betting on the greenback sliding amidst U.S. rate cuts. But a robust U.S. economy and sticky inflation are keeping the dollar higher, so that should change your investment outlook slightly in 2024. Strength and weakness of the dollar is important. You should have a different thought in your head knowing that. How does that affect the stock market? Hey, big event coming up May 9th. You can sign up for it at robblackshow.com. That's robblackshow.com.
What's the best way to choose a financial advisor? Download our guide at robblack.com. That's robblack.com, powered by EP Wealth.
One of the things I really want to do on this show is to push you to start thinking about what retirement's going to look like. It's not fun, you know? You turn 50 and you hurt yourself getting out of bed. Used to be hurt yourself by pushing yourself athletically. But now you hurt yourself getting out of bed. One of the areas that you're going to have some wiggle room is Social Security. When do you take it? How long can you delay it? If you have not saved over $500,000, I suggest working as long as you can. Because you could take it early and get paid less than you were promised. You could take it at 65 and get paid what you were promised. You could take it at 70 and get another 8% a year from added to it. You'll get more than you were expecting from 65 to 70. And 8% is a pretty safe return. Plus, as the years go on, you get it readjusted for inflation. Some people's strategy is to take Social Security as early as you can and put it into like a S&P 500 fund. I don't suggest that. So pros and cons, right? I learned a long time ago that in life, there's no right answers. There's just compromises. And I still believe that to be true. So you're still required to enroll and pay for Medicare at age 65. This is something most Americans are not aware of. They just think Medicare is a free program for hospital stays when you get older. Doesn't quite work like that. Medicare is another financial federal insurance program it was put in place to help seniors and retirees. You enroll in Medicare once you turn 65. Those who are already claiming benefits by this time will be automatically enrolled in Medicare. But if you haven't claimed your benefits by 65, you'll have to enroll in the program yourself. It's a little confusing with parts A and B. Part A is known as hospital insurance. It covers things like inpatient care and hospice. Part B is known as medical insurance, which covers outpatient care, medical supplies, preventative care, and that's paid for out of pocket. In 2024, the standard monthly premium for Part B is $174.70. So you times that by 10 and you're up to $1,740. You add another $3,400 on that, and you're at $21,800 roughly, right? So you know that you're going to have a healthcare cost of $21,000, almost $22,000 a year. And you're not working. So you go to Social Security and you go, how much am I going to get? The average benefit, oddly enough, is right around $22,000 a year. So I kind of say in my head that Social Security will kind of cover my healthcare costs, but how about my food and my shelter and my vacation? I want to see a part of the world that I haven't seen in the last few years. I want to be romantic and go to parts unknown, eat delicatessens that are, how shall we say, interesting. That's all stuff for you to start thinking about, okay? CEO pay, I talked a little bit about this, up 11.4% last year. Whereas if you invested in the companies that the CEOs run, you got up 13.8%, so you did well. But when you see Hock Tan from Broadcom, made it $161 million in pay package. Wins too much. Tim Cook had a great year, pulling in $63 million. But that was down actually 36% year over year. Satya Nadella stock had a great year. His pay was down 12% to just $48.5 million. How can he possibly live? I know. Moms, don't let your kids grow up to be athletes. Have them be CEOs instead, right? Okay, you probably weren't thinking that, but you should consider it. Tesla's going to have an interesting week this week because they're going to report on Tuesday. And I could be wrong, but I bet Elon Musk doesn't show up for the earnings call. Although he's lost executives that used to do the earnings call with him. So Tesla's firing employees. They need to get their cost structure under control. I don't own shares of Tesla directly. I do own the S&P 500, so therefore I do own some shares of Tesla, but not directly. But Tesla's cutting the price of their vehicles around the whole world. So if the Model 3, the Y, the S, the X, the Y, S, and X are getting price cuts of $2,000. The U.S. cost for the base model Tesla Y, S, and X are $43,000, $73,000, $78,000. But this is happening because China's also cutting the cost, or Chinese manufacturers are cutting the cost of their electric vehicles, trying to stimulate demand. Chinese EV prices started accelerating in the summer of 2023. Tesla produced an operating profit margin of about 17% in 2022 and just 9% in 2023. Profit margins are expected to be about 8% this year. Going in the wrong direction, in my opinion. I'm not going to be too judgy. One thing that I do like about Tesla is how big in scope they're vertically integrated with manufacturing and batteries. Their car business should be, I think, valued like a car business with high margins, but I think their battery business should get a different valuation altogether as well. So let's talk a little weight loss drugs. This is an interesting story, and I think you're going to be a little, I don't want to use shocked, But I think you're going to go, whoa. Let's see if I get that reaction out of you. People on weight loss drugs are starting to tell us that they're spending less on restaurants. A highly popular group of these weight loss drugs, you know them as Wegovy, Ozempic, Zepbound. Primarily, these are owned by Lilly and or Novo Nordisk. When you take these drugs, you lose a lot of weight and some muscle. But for Americans, this means we're going to be living longer, so you need to save more for retirement. It cuts down on diseases that kill people, like diabetes and cardiovascular. They ultimately are decreasing your appetite, which is pretty interesting because it's also cutting down your desire to smoke cigarettes and drink alcohol, which is, again, another way of living a quote-unquote healthier life. 63% of people taking these medications say they're spending less on eating out at restaurants and ordering takeout, saving some do-re-mi. 31.5 million people, or 9% of the U.S. population, will take GLPs by 2035. So not only are we going to be a nation of the wealthy and the not wealthy, but we're also going to be a nation of the slimmer and the not slimmer. One of the things about San Francisco is that, or the Bay Area, when I moved here 25 years ago, I always found it kind of funny that there's two seasons. I'm used to fall, winter, spring, and summer, right? Grew up with on the East Coast and not in Europe and Asia. But California's got wet season and dry season. And the politics of San Francisco have Democrats and liberals, and they don't like each other, just like Democrats and Republicans across the rest of the United States don't like each other. I always found that kind of interesting, how you could have two shades of gray and that's it. So 31.5 million Americans, or 9% of the U.S. population, are going to be taking GLP-1s by 2035. I've pledged, if I don't get to the weight profile that I exactly want to be at by the end of this year, that I'm going to be taking GLP drugs next year. So I've got 8 months to pull it off, and so far, can't get that last 15 off. Healthier fast casual restaurants like Cava, Chipotle, Sweetgreen, and Starbucks are better prepared. If we're spending less on restaurants and takeout, these are publicly traded companies. So Cava, Chipotle, Sweetgreen, and Starbucks are well prepared. They're better prepared than companies like Jack in the Box, Wendy's, McDonald's, Wingstop, Shake Shack, which are, I think, more quote-unquote indulgent. Consumption of ice cream, cakes, cookies, candy, chocolate, frozen pizzas, chips, and sodas could all fall 4-5% by 2035. Analysts expect to see a 3% decrease in consumption of alcohol. These drugs curb inhibitions from being met, so you're less likely to smoke. You're less likely to do opium. You're less likely to do hard drugs because of these. Now, again, that's not scientifically. We are not publishing that paper yet. But that's so far what the data shows. Like, and again, this was just a survey of people who are on the drugs. Are you spending more or less on restaurants? And the answer was less. Are you smoking less? The answer was yes. Are you drinking less? The answer was yes.
30.
So do you think Lilly and Novo Nordisk have great runway ahead of them? I do. But here's the question. When do they lose orphan drug status? And what's that going to do to those companies? And when does the world get mad at them for not lowering the cost? Because it costs less than $5 a month to make, and they're selling it for over $1,000 a month.
10.
That's kind of gougy, it feels. Kind of. You can find me online at robblackshow.com. Big event coming up May 9th. It's a Thursday evening on retirement and wealth preservation planning. Sign up at robblackshow.com.
You are listening to the Rob Black Show podcast. For more information on EP Wealth, visit robblack.com. That's robblack.com.
Thanks for listening to the show. I've hit everything that I really wanted to hit today. I did the Google dividend story, maybe. Home prices are going to rise less this year and next year than expected because the Federal Reserve is going to be slow in raising interest rates. Lowering? Oh, boy. That would be bad. The dollar is kind of, it was supposed to be weaker, but it's turning out to be stronger because the same Federal Reserve interest rate story. Tesla lowers the price of their full self-driving to $8,000, down from $12,000. Nothing is going the way that Tesla wanted it to. I don't like full self-driving. It doesn't feel safe in the cities. And it's what a BS name, full self-driving capability. And it's not full self-driving. You have to have your hand on the wheel. It is getting better for sure, but it never feels terribly well. Tesla started calling the name of the system instead of full self-driving, supervised full self-driving. I think there should be a lawsuit based on fraud and marketing claims that weren't true. Big week for big tech. I would say Apple's going to be one of the bigger ones that a lot of people pay attention to, but Microsoft as well, Alphabet and Meta. But Apple is on Thursday, and a lot of people are going to be looking at the phone decline shipments into China, and how is Apple doing as far as setting up shop in India as a way of offsetting the flippant nature of China. I've never liked investing in China because ultimately, and this is a very cliche thing to say, they've got a government that's communist. And sometimes they really, really, really like capitalism. And sometimes they're like, nope. I was a little surprised that Biden hasn't been able to work more relations with China. That Trump started doing the trade tariffs. They really haven't gone that far away. Now, it is interesting to note that China's given us two pandas for the San Francisco Zoo. Woo! Who doesn't love a panda bear? Well, I can tell you a couple people. But that's, believe it or not, and this is how crazy Wall Street is, that's viewed as a sign that China's going to start opening up and being nice to us again. We're going to open up and be nice back. Do you invest like that? I did a big story today on peak boomer era. Over 30 million peak boomers are entering retirement financially unprepared. To the tune of 52% have less than $250,000 saved. Another 14% have less than $500,000. Those are going to be rough, rough retirement years. Not immediately at 65, 66, 67, but oh yeah, by the time you're 72, 73, 74. We're going to have a new economy in the next 10, 15 years as boomers leave the workforce. We're going to need more teachers and more manufacturing jobs are leaving. And ultimately, I think a lot of Americans saw their mom and dads grow up with pensions. And like my dad had a military pension. It's fantastic. And it was great for my mother after he passed. It's going to be an interesting next 20 years for having gray hair. Well, I've got some gray hair, so it's you know what I'm trying to say. Work with me. Don't work against me. This is not a civil war. This is a show tied towards getting you to retirement. So the company Express, do you remember the Express from the 1980s? Retailer. They filed for bankruptcy, planning to close nearly 100 stores. Investors are trying to save the brand. I don't know. That one needs to be saved. Tesla's down 4% today on those price cuts. I should mention that more often, like how some of these story stocks are handling today. The hush money trial's underway, and open statements are painting Trump as trying to corrupt the 2016 election. Verizon reported fewer quarterly subscriber losses on flexible plan demand. I have a Verizon credit card. Pays me 4% back on cash and 4% back on supermarkets and 4% back on restaurants. And I use that 4% for my family's $160, $200 phone bill every month. As Congress is starting to, I think, rightfully go after credit card points, even though I benefit maximally as I can on credit card points. I don't think it's fair for the retailer to say, okay, I'm making 4% less on Rob, therefore I'm going to raise prices by 4%. So I'm not really losing any money on Rob. And the people who don't have a credit card reward and who are using debit cards are the big losers here. I do not like using debit cards. I like the perks of the reward cards, and I haven't used my debit card. Maybe I use it once a year, taking money out of an ATM machine, but I literally keep the debit card in my desk. In large part, I'd rather use credit cards. They offer more consumer safeties and protections. And the idea of someone getting my debit card and like, if let's say it falls out of my pocket, someone steals my wallet, I leave my wallet at the gym, they can clean me out. Do not like that. Oh, getting old stinks. You ever get a LinkedIn request from someone that you used to know in your 20s and 30s? And you're like, sure, I'll say yes to this first. And then you say yes, and you're like, oh, they got old. And guess what? I did too. Goal of the show is to get us to retirement so we can be cool grandparents and live a good life in those final 20, 30, 40 years that we have on this planet. Big event coming up Thursday, May 9th with CFP Chad Burton. It's all about wealth preservation, retirement planning. I've learned so much from this event through the years that I asked Chad to do it again. And I think you'll learn stuff as well. So it's a 2-hour evening. It's free. It's good parking in Palo Alto at the Elks Lodge. 6:30 to 8:30 on a Thursday night. You can sign up at robblackshow.com. That's robblackshow.com. I'm Rob Black. Thanks for listening today. And if you want any content pushed to me for tomorrow, drop me an email, rob at robblackshow.com.
Maybe you feel like you're in good shape for retirement, but have you really taken everything into account? Find out how you're really doing at a wealth preservation and retirement planning event, May 9th in Palo Alto, hosted by Rob Black and CFP Chad Burton of EP Wealth Advisors. Rob will provide timely commentary, and Chad will share specific strategies for taxes, income, long-term care, safe money, retirement products, alternative investments, estate protection goals, and more. If you have at least $500,000 in investable assets and want to retire better, pass on your estate, and minimize taxes, this event is for you. Find out if you're on the right track at this free wealth preservation and retirement planning event. That's Thursday evening, May 9th, 6:30 to 8:30 at the Elks Lodge in Palo Alto. Space is limited, so sign up today at robblackshow.com. That's robblackshow.com.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.